Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Renewable energy, wind energy, okay? In my mind, there's still some things I think that are needed to be settled regarding it. There are some public safety concerns. There are a number of development concerns as well. There's a new and they're coming up all over. And these towers are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as we begin to look at it, we understand the electromagnetic interference, how that may impact us, not just only the physical obstruction. But now these electromagnetic interference questions, wildlife impact, noise pollution, the shadow flicker, there's still a lot of things that I think for us to really fully understand before everybody's all in on wind energy, especially, you know, where it seems to be cropping up in a lot of places. We're speaking now with Rick Holden, former state senator. He's out of Dawson County, and there's a new renewable project there, Healstone Renewable Energy. It's a wind development project. They're going to erect 50 to 70 wind turbines in the county. This is on top of the Next Era energy project, which is going, they've got some 40-plus turbines planned there as well in that area. This company currently operates more than 80 solar energy projects nationwide. Just sort of on the scene here and with some new information, Rick Holden joins us, former state senator from Glendive, Montana. And you've sort of been Rick, good morning. Thanks for coming on today. Thanks for kind of putting this together. You've got a Dawson County Planning Board meeting tonight at 6:30. Right. That's going to be in the courthouse. So this is really timely in this regard. Why don't you go ahead and launch into what this project is and why you feel maybe it's not measured well?
You bet. And thanks for having me come on, Tom. And the people of Dawson County are very much concerned about this issue. I'm talking specifically about these mega industrial wind turbines. And this is not just unique to Dawson County. Big Sky Country is under attack. And I'm talking about everything from the North Dakota border clear to the Continental Divide. These companies have come in and they're buying up wind lease property as fast as they can, and they're doing it without the public even knowing they're doing it. So you might be sitting in a county, you don't know what's happening, and before you know it, they're going to be in the county commissioner's office asking for permission to proceed. And when these wind towers start to get constructed, you're looking at a structure no less than about 575 feet, generally around 600 feet, which puts them in the size parameters of the Seattle Space Needle. That's how large these are going to be. And actually, when we went to Helena this session, we brought a bill up there out of Dawson County, sponsored by Senator Phelan, that would try to reduce or at least limit the size of these turbines to 350 feet. The wind turbine lobby came in to the Senate Energy Committee, and they said, we do not want any regulations in Montana on the height of these turbines because we feel that the bigger they are, the better, the more electricity that they can produce. And so basically what we're looking at here, specifically in Dawson County, with this Healstone project, this project is going to span everywhere from behind the airport on the hills above Glendive, go across the Pleasant View Flats and down along the interstate 20 miles to the Bad Route exit. That's where they want to put 70 of these turbines, the size of the Seattle Space Needle, each one. And there's no saying that they can't be bigger. Once they get the leases signed by the landowner, size is not a limit. They specifically, I've seen some of these contracts, size is not put in there, although now they're trying to say that they are going to limit it. The thing people need to know is these Seattle Space Needle-sized turbines produce about 5 megawatts, and they want them to be 6 and 7 megawatts going forward. That means that now we're going to start looking at turbines being constructed in Montana, across the big sky the size of the Eiffel Tower. That's how big this is getting. This is the view shed of our state is just totally under attack. And if we don't put a stop to it right now, we're going to lose this for the next three generations because of the length of the contracts. We're looking at 40 to 50 years on these with renewable clauses. Our children will never see Montana's wide open spaces again. And it all starts in earnest next spring. That's how critical this is.
There's obviously some pushback. There's obviously those landowners who were going to sign these leases and feel that it's beneficial in a lot of ways. I'm sure there's a lot of things to consider individually as well as a community here too. The energy industry, when it comes to wind power, just in my mind, Rick, and maybe you can talk with me about how you have had communications with Healstone or NextEra Energy. About, where they say, in my mind, they say, oh, we can mitigate this, we can mitigate that, we can mitigate this. But I don't see any mitigation in my mind.
Well, you know, to make this more of a statewide issue and not just specifically the Healstone project in Dawson County, the people need to understand that this will be the largest industrial footprint in Montana history. That means that these wind towers, each one of these industrial sites is linked up with the county next to them. So if you start over by the Stillwater County and you look at all the towers that they're putting up there, but then you hopscotch over to Treasure County, Rosebud County, Custer County, Garfield County, Macomb County, Prairie County, Dawson County, Weibo County, Richland County. You have to understand that they're attacking each one of these counties one by one. Each project is meant to look like a standalone project so that the impacts of that project do not look that large. But when you look at the entire footprint and how they're all linked together with the substations, the transmission lines, and all of that that goes along with it, and the road system that is plowed into these pastures to get to these towers and such. This footprint, I'm telling Montana right now, this footprint will be larger than the Berkeley Pit ever was in Butte. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at towers that will destroy everybody's private property rights in the form of devaluation of their property. We're looking at something that's going to destroy their view shed. Everybody's view shed is going to be ruined with these things. So it's not just a little thing.
There are consequences. Exactly. I mean, in my mind, this, you know, we can be taken advantage of. It's an irrational rush, in my mind, because like you said, these things are often done under the cover of darkness, so to speak. And then all of a sudden, they get more than halfway through their leases, and then they got to have a public hearing about it. I know there's some things that these companies need to do a lot better on. We'll take a quick phone call. Nancy's listening in Roundup on the Mighty 790 and 94.7 KGHL. And I'm sure you've got concerns as well about wind energy. Good morning, Nancy.
Yeah, good morning, Tom, and good morning, Senator. I'm with you, Senator. I'm totally against wind power. It's absolutely worthless and an eyesore. West of me here, between Judith Gap and Lewistown, we have that hideous, ugly wind farm there that is worthless. It was supposed to reduce my electric bill by 8%. I've never seen any evidence. And it is competing with the beauty of the mountain ranges in that area. And I want to say this. I think you've got President Trump on your side. He's totally against wind farms and solar energy because he realizes this is a globalist movement just for money. And it's a vulgar, disgusting attack on our state. We are the big sky country, a mountain state. And there's other alternatives. I mean, my God, they can go to NASA. NASA's been experimenting with alternative energy for decades. We've got a $10 billion telescope a million miles from Earth that doesn't use petroleum products, because there's no petroleum in the universe. I mean, passive solar energy, our ancestors used that. It's in the design of the housing, which is too long to get into right now. But I'm with you. I want to fight this, and it's terrible. Yeah. It is awful. I just can't believe this is happening in our state. So that's my stand. No, no, no. against wind power, no.
Nancy, thank you. I appreciate that.
What Nancy's talking about is the wind towers that really destroyed the backside of the Crazy Mountains. I'm sorry to the guys that have them there, but the Crazy Mountains look terrible. They're one of the most beautiful mountain ranges we have. And the Snowy Mountains as well. And now you can't look at those mountains without seeing these industrial turbines. Not to mention, those are the small ones. Those are not the right size that are going forward in Montana. So you need to keep that in mind. If you look at the lighting system on those towers, in Glendive alone, those towers are going to be constructed over top of the city of Glendive. Those lights are going to turn downtown Glendive into a red light district in a bad way.
Yeah. There's some potential harms here as well with the shadow flicker. And I want you to evaluate those because in your release, and it's former State Senator Rick Holden with us here. Again, this meeting taking place, Dawson County Planning Board, tonight at 6:30. It's going to be at the courthouse. This is the Healstone Renewable Energy Project there. Talk about the potential health impacts here. And I was speaking, communicating with one of our affiliates there, Glendive Broadcasting, Of course, we're heard there on KDZN 96.5 FM. Good friends there as well. They're concerned about interference with them AM and FM signals here. That's being bore out as well. Talk about some of those impacts that are going to be heard tonight at that meeting.
Yeah, and that's the thing right there, Tom. KDZN broadcasts your program. But the way the Healstone Project is set up, you're going to be trying to send a radio signal through 70 wind towers with fiberglass blades that are going to be flickering in and out. So you get a scrambled signal. So if this goes through like that, basically that radio station is going to lose transmission back to Billings. They're going to lose the emergency services that they provide, and they're going to lose some of my favorite listening things, like the Northern Ag Network out here in the project, the irrigation project. So the radio station is important to Glendive, and it's going to be important. Every community has got a radio station, so you need to understand that as these things are constructed, the signal is going to get scrambled. The radar coming out of your airports is going to get scrambled. The transmission from pilots down to the airport terminal is going to get scrambled. The fiberglass blades that they put on these turbines start to deteriorate in about 5 years. The sun starts to deteriorate the fiberglass. The fiberglass then starts to blow off the blades in the form of shards, flakes, and strands. That is all made of chemicals that are considered PFAS chemicals, which are forever chemicals. Once they fly out across the countryside and they land on your property, you cannot get that chemical back out of the soil. It condemns the soil. So if you have a wheat field next to one of these turbines and it's flicking off these fiberglass fibers, then when you go to take your load of grain to the elevator, it's condemned. It's not, you cannot sell it. Mm. You cannot feed it.
Has that happened? I got like about 30 seconds left. Has that happened?
Yeah, you go on YouTube and farmers are taking their cell phones out of their pockets and they're walking around their fields and they're documenting this in their cornfields, their wheat fields, and their hay fields. These fiberglass fibers, people are not even considering the amount of pollution that they're scattering out across the Montana Big Sky Country.
Yeah, that's why I call it an irrational rush, is because we're not fully considering. And the technology, it could be very, very good, but it's not where it is, in my mind, to be so massively deployed. And like you say, it's hard to backtrack on that. So
when we back, Tom, we need to get into the citizen-initiated zoning district because the people need to know that this is available to them.
One more quick comment on this from former Senator Rick, State Senator Rick Holden. Rick, go ahead. Yeah, something you want to mention.
All right. If you got a pen and paper ready, here's what you need to know. You need to know, write down State Statute 76-2-101, and that provides for citizen-initiated zoning districts. You can take this up yourself. A bunch of you that do not want to have these around you or on your property, you can put together a zoning district yourself. You can also call Rick Holden or look at Facebook for Rick Holden for more information. Again, 76-2-101, you read it, you can put in a zone.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.